I've used this story, this example before, but in my last parish, I had a gentleman come to me because he said, Father, somebody told me that I have been sinning for a very long time, and I don't know what to do about that. I thought what I was doing was okay, and he proceeded to tell me that he had been divorced, but that divorce had happened a number of years prior, and that he had been coming to Mass, he'd been coming to Communion, and somebody told him in a circle of friends that his divorce was sinful, and then not only that, but then every time he had received Communion since then, he had also been committing a sin. And I asked the man one simple question. I said, did you ever get remarried? He said, no. I said, then it's not a sin. You yourself have not committed adultery. You did not desire the divorce. You did not want this. But somebody only knew one piece of his story and then told this man that he had been sinning for 20, 30 years, however long it had been. We hear this passage in the gospel today. Jesus says, stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. And then he says, the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. We hear elsewhere in the scriptures too, St. Paul makes it very clear that anyone who tries to take on this office of teacher, anybody who tries to take on this office of correcting others, takes on a great burden, takes on a great responsibility. If we are going to place ourselves in a position where we are going to offer some kind of correction, if we are going to tell somebody that they have been sinning for all these years, if we are going to cause them that kind of alarm in their own hearts, we better be right, and we better know what it is that we are talking about. Otherwise, we are taking on that role for ourselves of correcting others without having that real basis in what is true. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. It's very important for us. It's very important for us to approach others with great love, to approach others with great gentleness, with great care and concern for their souls. You can see how in somebody's heart they would say, well, you know, this person, if they've been sinning for a very long time, I have a desire to draw them into what is true. I have a desire to help them change. I have a desire to help them live differently, but they didn't have what they needed in order to be able to do that. So we have to be very, very careful if we're going to tell somebody, no, you're a sinner, what you're doing is wrong, what you're doing is not right. We want to make sure that we ourselves know what it is that we are speaking of. Because, as Jesus says, that measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. God is merciful. Jesus says, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. If we don't have it in our hearts to be merciful towards others, to be patient with others, in the same way that God is merciful and patient with us, then he will not do that for us. Jesus instructs us to say in the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, we say it at every Mass, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. When we have been hurt by others, when we feel that we have been wronged by others, are we able to forgive? Are we able to be merciful? Are we able to be gentle? Are we able to be loving? Because that is how God is with us. If we cannot do that with one another, then we cannot have that relationship with God. If we cannot forgive each other, if we cannot be patient and gentle and merciful with each other, then God will not have that for us because we will have made our choice. We'll have made our choice that says, I don't want mercy in my life. I don't want forgiveness in my life because I don't extend it to others. What I want is judgment. What I want is condemnation because that's what I practice towards others. It was a good call for us and a good reminder in this Lenten season always to keep our eyes fixed on the cross of Jesus Christ. There we see forgiveness. There we see mercy. There we see the extent of God's love for us. Am I also then going to pour myself out in love for others? Am I going to pour myself out in service for others rather than in judgment and in condemnation and in holding grudges and in holding resentments? Will I instead make that choice to love as God has loved? It's not easy to do, but it is possible. The more that we keep our eyes fixed on the cross, the more that love is possible for us.